2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 7:30.
It is 30 degrees.
Speeds on I-15 are good. We got a crash in Taylorsville affecting 6200 South. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
A delayed meeting between Salt Lake's Olympic delegation and the International Olympic Committee is on the schedule for later today.
KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt is live with a preview, Nick.
Amanda, our Olympic folks are meeting with the big Olympic folks virtually this morning to discuss what they describe as the future bids process and to give the IOC an update on how Utah is gearing up to host a future games. The meeting was originally supposed to happen in person in Switzerland, but like everything else in recent times, that was sidelined by COVID-19. Will we learn if it'll be 2030 or 2034 today? Probably not, but it does get us closer to nailing that down. That meeting is set to start at 11 o'clock later this morning. Reporting live, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
The Biden administration, meantime, is expected to announce this week that no U.S. government officials will attend the 2022 Beijing Olympics, implementing a diplomatic boycott. China is already threatening to take firm countermeasures if the U.S. proceeds with the diplomatic boycott. China's foreign ministry spokesperson this morning accused the U.S. of grandstanding. He says a boycott would be an outright political provocation, but gave no details on how China would retaliate.
The Utah Highway Patrol is investigating this morning after a driver in one vehicle shot another driver. Officials say this happened overnight on SR 201 near 3200 West. UHP trooper Colton Freckleton tells us one person was injured in the arm by shrapnel after six or seven shots were fired.
One round struck the right rear or the rear passenger side door where the infant was seated.
There was an infant in the car. Trooper Freckleton says they believe the two vehicles were involved in a road rage incident earlier where the two vehicles sideswiped each other. They're now searching for a silver or white Jeep Cherokee.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The White House is preparing for a high-stakes call between President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday. One of the contentious issues likely to be discussed is that massive Russian troop buildup on the border with Ukraine. That one looks similar to what happened in 2014 when Russia invaded and then annexed the Crimean Peninsula. Andrew Weiss closely follows Russian politics and says Russia is trying to flex its military muscles and the U.S. is in a tough situation.
On the one hand, if he pushes too far and tries to do things, for example, support Ukraine militarily, that looks provocative and provides the Russians with an excuse for going to war. On the other hand, if he backs away, he looks like he hasn't stood by an important U.S. friend in a very dangerous situation.
The U.S. threat to stop the Russian troop buildup deals mainly with economic sanctions.
The man who owns a Detroit commercial building where the parents of a suspected school shooter were taken into custody says he did nothing illegal. ABC's Brian Clark has more.
A lawyer said Andre Shakora knew James and Jennifer Crumbly from a ski club and texted them after news of a shooting in their town of Oxford, not knowing their son was the suspect.
But was offering his condolences and hoping that they were safe.
Clarence Das says his client was asked to give the Crumbly shelter at his art studio in Detroit.
He didn't even know that charges had been issued or warrants had been requested for them at the time that they texted him and at the time that they came down to his location.
He said the moment he learned of the warrants, Shakora notified law enforcement. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Utah distributed only one-fifth of the $150 million in federal emergency rental assistance it received. KSL News Radio's Jacob Ruetta is live with more. Jacob?
Tiff, the Salt Lake Tribune says the state has some explaining to do as to why just one-fifth of the $150 million in federal rental assistance was distributed to renters. The money was supposed to have been distributed by a September deadline set by the U.S. Department of the Treasury. The Utah Department of Workforce Services announced earlier that it would stop contracting with renter advocate groups on their rental assistance application. Nate McDonald, a DWS deputy, said it did have a team working with landlords on their applications. Reporting live, Jacob Rueda, KSL News Radio.
Here's the weather with Grant Wayman. We've had weeks of mostly calm weather and warmer than normal temperatures, but that's about to change.
I know it's been warm, but we finally have a big turn in our weather pattern going on this week with much colder air coming and what looks to be a series of storms. So today a storm will deliver both rain and snow showers in the afternoon, minimal road accumulation, but we could see more snow showers tonight and into the first part of tomorrow as the temperatures drop. But then a bigger storm looks like it arrives on Thursday.
Grant says that Thursday's storm looks to be cooler and is expected to bring in more snow, including accumulations. He says right now that storm looks like it's going to be followed by another one.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.